In this bulletin, Australian states and territories move to limit travel from South Australia as it deals with the coronavirus outbreak. 19 days of no new COVID-19 cases in Victoria. And in sport, the pandemic forces the rescheduling of this year's FIFA Club World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Health officials in South Australia are encouraging people to wear face coverings on public transport and in places where they can't maintain their physical distance. 4,000 close contacts are in quarantine in South Australia following the community outbreak of COVID-19 that has grown to 20 cases. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says she'll be stressing the benefits of face coverings as the fight to contain the outbreak continues.
I am going to start more strongly recommending that people wear masks in our state. We gave advice yesterday that if you can't maintain your 1.5 metres distancing, you should be wearing a mask. That might be on public transport, but it might also be in crowded rooms.
People in New South Wales are being asked to delay non-essential travel to South Australia as a precautionary measure. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's confident South Australia has the outbreak under control, but she wants people to avoid travelling there for a few days if they don't have to be interstate.
Given there are more cases that will emerge today, we're just saying to people, please continue your essential travel. If you have special commitments you need to make, that's fine. But if you do have the option of delaying it for a few days, that you should, that's the best advice I've had from the health experts, and I have to follow that advice. But in terms of the borders, can I please stress, completely open?
Victorian Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng says authorities are coordinating their policies with other states to ensure the virus does not travel over the border. Professor Cheng says the focus is on testing airport arrivals from metropolitan Adelaide.
So at this stage, we're not so worried about the people that live along the border. So the risk is in Adelaide. We're directing our attention to places where people from Adelaide will come in. And our situation is different to many other jurisdictions because the South Australian border is closed.
The Northern Territory government has relaxed its COVID-19 restrictions over the community outbreak in South Australia. The Territory had declared the whole of South Australia a hotspot, with all arrivals forced to undergo quarantine. But Northern Territory Health Minister Natasha Files says the declaration now only applies to Adelaide and 20 local government areas in the Greater Adelaide region.
It's Adelaide City and surrounding suburbs right into the hills, so it is still a broad area because we're still learning more about this cluster and this outbreak in South Australia.
Police have raided the offices of the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union at Pyrmont in Sydney and other locations across the city. The Australian Federal Police has confirmed a trade union task force investigation has prompted the raids. It says the raids are part of an ongoing investigation, so no further information will be provided. Country music star Dolly Parton says she's pleased her $1 million donation to a COVID-19 research fund has contributed to the development of Moderna's vaccine. Ms. Parton donated the money in April to the Vanderbilt Institute for Infection, Immunology and Inflammation. This week, Moderna reported its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective. Dolly Parton has told NBC's Today Show she's glad her donation has done some good.
I'm just happy that anything I do can help somebody else. And when I donated the money to the COVID fund, I just wanted it to do good. And evidently,
that's
it
exactly
is. And let's just
doing.
Hope we find a cure.
And in football, FIFA has moved this year's Club World Cup to February next year after the coronavirus pandemic affected the conclusion of continental championships around the world. Only two of the seven places, European champions Bayern Munich and Qatari champions Al Dahal, have so far been decided. Qatar is hosting the tournament for the second time running after hosting the 2019 edition, which was won by Liverpool. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, possible light shower 26, Adelaide partly cloudy 34, Melbourne mostly sunny 28, Hobart partly cloudy 25, Canberra cloud clearing 25, Wollongong partly cloudy 22, similar conditions in Sydney 23, Newcastle mostly sunny 24, Brisbane partly cloudy 28, Cairns mostly sunny 32, and Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. This is SBS News.